Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes. Jay, this is Jay?
Yes.
Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you, man, for taking time out, man, to come on the show and talk with us, man. We appreciate you, man.
Nah, no problem at all. Thank you for having me.
No problem, man. Before we talk about your new project, man, Call Her King, man, tell us a little bit about, man, what you've been up to, man.
Well, during COVID, I kind of took the liberty of starting to dig into film a little bit more. I think even since a child, I always had sort of this keen sense for film, and I didn't know that it was a gift. You know what I mean? I had no idea that, you know, being able to see the predictable moments or being able to find, you know, films that were Oscar-worthy and things like that, I didn't know that was a gift, you know? So I got with a friend of mine, Jaquavis Coleman, who's an awesome writer. Him and his wife, Ashley, they write books together. And they've written probably over 50 books, you know? They've self-published their last book, The Cartel Queen. But they've done some really awesome stuff, you know, New York Times bestsellers. And we took one of their books and adapted it as a screenplay, and we made this film, Everything is Both. And it's on Apple TV right now. It's on Amazon Prime, you know, and I'm super proud of that because it's my first time actually producing a film, you know, and it kind of got the fear and the jitters out of the way. I learned a bunch. So since then, I've kind of been stepping it up in that world, too, and not just acting but also producing as well, you know. So I've put maybe 5 or 6 pictures in the can, but that one to me is really, really important because, you know, we produced it ourselves.
Congratulations, man. How does it feel to actually, you know, be both behind the scenes and in front of the camera, man?
It's empowering. It's empowering, you know, because, you know, I've, for lack of a better expression, become sort of an actor activist after Straight Outta Compton. You know, I did films like Mudbound and Detroit and, you know, all of these films that were based on real events and real characters and really telling our stories. And the common thread through all of those films and those talks is we got to stop letting people tell our stories. We got to stop letting people tell our stories, you know? And
yeah.
Definitely hats off to what they did with Straight Outta Compton, because that was sort of a different situation, you know, because there was, you know, a conglomerate, if you will, of people who are still alive who experienced that and made sure that it went exactly the way that it was supposed to go. And Dre was there every day and Cube was there every day. You know, they made sure it went the way it was supposed to go. And therefore you saw this beautiful flower be able to come from what was planted, from what they did. Right. But it's not always like that. You know, and a lot of times we, as black and brown people, or Afro-descendant people, we get upset because we're like, yo, we should be telling our own stories. These people shouldn't, you know, be able to do that. But the reality is that takes us stepping out of our comfort zone and putting it together ourselves, ultimately, you know. So it was very empowering just to see what we could do with money from our own pockets and, you know, time off our own clock, you know?
Absolutely, man. Congratulations on that, man. You going with your other Compton project, man, which is somewhat related to hip-hop, man. If I may ask, man, how do you feel about, man, hip-hop, man, celebrating 50 years, man?
Yo, it's... It's crazy. It's hip hop celebrating 50 years is letting me know that it's not just a wave or a trend or nothing. You know, this is a real life culture, and it's affected the world in ways that like people never thought it would, because a lot of people thought that it was a negative thing. You know, and for me to you know, not necessarily be a rapper, but hip hop culture represents the life that I grew up in. You know what I mean? And represents the demographic of people who I grew up with. So to know that it's not something that's being looked at as something that will just come and go is a beautiful thing. It's absolutely beautiful, you know, and there's a lot of good people making a lot of good careers out of it, and they're changing their lives from it. It's just a beautiful thing to watch, you know, so hats off to hip-hop, you know, on his 50th birthday. That's dope.
Absolutely, man. Your new man, Call Her King, man, tell us a little bit, man, about Project, man, and how this all come about, man, with you becoming a part of the project, man.
Well, Call Her King, you know, it's with me, Naturi Naughton, Lance Gross, and Wes Miller was the director. And to my understanding, Wes Miller had been trying to reach out to me for a while, you know, but I was just booked up. Things were kind of tight schedule-wise. And, you know, he finally ended up getting through to me. And when he sent me this script, I was like, yo, I'm down. Like, sign me up, you know, because first of all, you can't really beat the people that you're working with, right? Like, me and Lance have been friends since, like, the day that I left to go do Straight Outta Compton, because I'm originally from New Orleans, right? So the day that I left New Orleans, he was leaving Essence. So me, him, Anthony Anderson, Morris Chestnut, and his wife, it was a few of us, you know, that all left on the same plane, and it was like a day that I'll never forget, because I was like, wow, you know, I'm all of these people who I was seeing on TV, I'm now like flying the first class with them, and this is super dope, you know? So that's when Lance and I sort of began our friendship, but we would always speak it into existence that we were going to work together and that we were going to do something great. So, you know, that was what it was, but Naturi, you know, I've been a fan of her since Power, like, obviously. You know, I knew who she was with 3LW, and I saw some of the other stuff she did. But when she did Power, I was like, I want to work with this lady one day. You know what I mean? She killed it. So when I knew who was going to be involved and I read the story, I was like, this, sign me up. You know what I mean? So I was completely blown away. And then Wes, he's sort of Wes is different. I've never seen nobody like him. Because I'm not sure if you know, but Wes used to be a lawyer. Right, and then one day he just decided to quit his job and say, hey, I'm going to go out here and make movies, you know, and people probably thought that he was crazy because he, you know, he was making a decent living, you know, he had a job that people worked super hard for, but just wasn't in love with it, you know, and they probably thought he was crazy until he did A Day to Die with Bruce Willis and it went number one, and then everybody's like, oh, he's really a filmmaker, you know, but this group of people, in the passion within this group of people, like, we have no choice but to make this stuff, you know? So that's kind of how it came about, man. I'm super excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely, man. And you're working with amazing talent, man. Tobias was on the show this past Saturday, man. He came on also, Tom Fargo on the show, man. But, Tell us a bit about playing your role on this project, man. What was that like, man?
You know, I'm one of those people that when it comes to certain situations, right? Like, I'll give you a good example. When I did Kong Skull Island, you know, of course Kong isn't really there. They don't have this big-ass gorilla for you to be afraid of. But we're in Vietnam in waist-deep water. And I'm from the hood. I'm really one of those people. You know what I mean? So it was nothing for me to be afraid at this moment, because really, in real life, what am I doing here? You know what I mean? And it felt a lot like that, being in the courtroom, being sentenced to death. Like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean? And it's a scary feeling, you know? So if you engulf yourself in the situation and really let the circumstances take over, it's a thing to go through, you know what I mean? But, like, the tears are coming from a real place. The fear is coming from a real place. Because, you know, we all have a friend or a family member or whatever that's been sentenced, and it's never an easy bridge to cross, you know. But to know that you're gonna lose your life in that sentence is a whole different story, you know what I mean? So I kind of let the elements take over.
Absolutely, man. Congrats on this project, man. We're definitely gonna be tuning in, man, on BET, man, to check it out, man. Besides this project, man, anything that you can kind of give us a clue on or that we can talk about that you have coming up, man, that you want to let us know about, man?
Yeah, so I started a program called Dream Seeker, right, because after, you know, things started to climb for me, everybody wanted to know what I did so much different than them in order to be successful. And the truth is, all I really had was God. Like, I don't really have a great explanation to it, you know? But the statistics are, we're like 3% of the 1% actors. And it's probably even smaller than that when you start to talk about black actors. So I felt like it was a bad racket to get into and to teach people, like, hey, you know, come to Jason Mitchell's acting school and you're going to have a great career. There's no way that I could promise them that, you know, with a good heart. So what I decided to do was start a program that teaches quality industry professionals in every department by putting them on real sets and allowing them to work for union hours and, you know, just gearing them to work any place in the world, you know, because I could give you a meal, but why do that when I could teach you how to fish, you know? So that's what I've been working on lately, and it's kind of my life's work, and I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, the last film that I just wrapped, also with Wes Miller as well, called Black Heat, you know, I was able to give scholarships to a couple students that just graduated high school to be able to fly out to Orlando where we were shooting and get some training in every department and, you know, just make some really good connections. It was a dope experience for them, but just the beginning of what we're doing with this Dream Seeker Foundation.
Matt, first of all, man, congratulations on that, man. I appreciate you, Matt, for helping people, you know, giving scholarships to them, and that means a lot, man. It absolutely helps people, you know, through college, especially it takes, you know, some of that debt away that we don't go into debt in life, man, because you have so many college students, man, that are in debt for the next 10 or 20 years after they even leave school, man. So I appreciate you on that, man.
No problem, man. You know, I feel like I'm a person of I try to keep the excuses to a minimum and keep the solutions in front of us. You know, that's really what it's about. Because, like, we can sit around and we can talk all day, but until we start coming up with solutions, we'll never see progress, you know? And I'm not one of those people, like, I feel like, you know, coming from the sort of family that I came from, I feel like they didn't fight as hard as they fought for me to get here and still feel oppressed in my soul. And that's not how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely know the struggle that we went through as a people and what we're trying to accomplish. But with the education I have, with the opportunities I have, I'm going to maximize it. I'm not going to sit around and talk about, you know, what they're not letting us do. I'm going to find a way.
Absolutely, man. Jay, man, I appreciate you, man, for taking time, my man, to come and talk with me. I really appreciate you, man. I wish you much success,
no,
man, and I wish you many blessings, man. You know, I really do, man. And, man, you got to come back by more often, man. We really appreciate you, man.
For sure. For sure. You know, I love to keep supporting. Thank you for having me. You know, everybody watch Call Her King. It's going to be lit. And we got an action-packed year coming for y'all, man. So you'll definitely see
Absolutely.
Me again.
We're definitely going to be supporting that project, man. Hopefully, man, one day, man, we'll invite you up here to New York, man, to the studio, man. Come here and feel with us, man. So we'll have that one-on-one, man.
For sure. I love that, bro. I love that. I had to let you know when I'm in town.
All right, man. Definitely, man. We'll definitely keep in touch, man. You'll be blessed, man. Any shout-outs or anything, man, before we let you go, man?
No, man. Just blessings to everybody. Everybody stay blessed. You know, keep God first. And keep watching for the kid. I'm coming.
All right, man. Thank you, Jay, man. We appreciate you, man. To tell you, be easy, man.
All right, brother. You too. Thanks.
Shout out to Jason Mitchell, man. A wonderful guy, man. All the amazing things that he's doing, man. Please support this guy, man. He's an amazing actor, man. Call Her King. It's coming, I believe, July 6th. I don't have it exactly in front of me. I do apologize. I have it in front of me. But make sure you guys check out that movie, Call Her King. It's going to be coming on BET. I'll be right back. I want to jump into a Maroon 5 song by request. I'll be right back. This is the Timothy Hodge Show, Aaron, on Power 93.4 FM and on your iHeartRadio podcast network or wherever podcasts are heard. Check us out. We're on live. Please call 515-605-9853 for any requests. The lines are open to share anything that you want to talk about, topic, whatever. The phone lines are open. Here's my little 5-hour request.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to weep. I take a shot of memories in black, I like an empty sheet. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken. Situation's beneficial, doing something different, got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming, lose it, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you wanna lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing, no club couches. Baby, why you wanna lose me like you don't need me? Like I don't block you and you still try to reach me. How you figure out how to call me from the TV? You running out of chances and this time I mean it. Yeah. You miss my love all in your bed. Now you're stressed and I'm pulling your hair. Smelling your pillows and wishing I was there. Sliding down the show wall like a sad. I know it's hard to let go, I'm the best. Best you ever had and bet you gon'
shout out to one side chat, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys were at the BET Awards yesterday, an amazing show, a wonderful tribute to Ms. Tina Turner. My goodness, we are huge fans over here for her. May she rest in peace, Ms. Tina Turner. Patti LaBelle and others did an amazing tribute to her. All the congratulations to all the winners and all of the honorees at this year's BET Awards. So congratulations to all the winners, nominees, performers. An amazing tribute to hip hop 50 years. Congratulations to hip hop music for coming along 50 years. It truly has came a long way in all of the, you know, controversy and everything that goes along with it. We just appreciate it and it's been accepted and different things. It's come along. A lot of people have lived through those songs. And so we congratulations hip-hop 50 years, and it's really for some of the biggest names in hip-hop music, MC Light, Big Daddy Kane, T.I., and among others that did a wonderful celebration, and also the new ones such as, you know, Gorilla and others who also did amazing tribute. Also, congratulations to Busta Rhymes. He received BET's Lifetime Achievement Award, so we send support to Mr. Rhymes. Nevertheless, an amazing show. Shout out to BET, Scott Mills, and Connie Orlando, and all the entire staff over there at BET for doing an amazing show. Thank you all for listening in today. I appreciate you guys so much. Means a lot to me. Also, yes, Kid and Bob, I was very surprised to see Kid and Play do the hip-hop celebration. I was surprised. Also, they did an amazing tribute. The Migos did an amazing tribute to their late member. So we thanks for that. Nevertheless, I'm going to leave you with a talk in a minute. I'm just trying to touch up on everything before I leave. I didn't want to forget anything or anybody. Also, Chief Keef performed at the BET Awards following a decade-long ban from the show. So welcome him back. I appreciate you guys so much. I'm going to leave you with a track by request from the baby. And I'll see you guys next time on the show. I appreciate you guys so much. Love you. Stay extra strong. So we can send a shout out to Jason. Shout out to Jason Mitchell for stopping by the show. We appreciate him. I'm going to leave you with a song from the Baby Title A While. Love you. Stay extra strong. Peace.
Yeah. I've been blind for a while now. I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
I've been blind.
Hey! Every single goddamn day, nigga, think he next. Think he next to who? Tomato, mustard, mayonnaise. Nigga, better catch it. Kill. Thank you, but in my head too hard for me to learn my lesson.
My head too goddamn hard.
The way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, you blessed.
Hey, man.
Probably ain't believe me. No, I nigga went through hell and back. Now he finally on the TV. Now nigga don't even give a fuck no more. Probably think it's easy. Let you know it ain't easy. I fuck her like a bathing nigga. She run from the dick like a cheetah. Go! Suits on, AP watch on. Never to me use for a clock. I see the way he fucking up the truck. I wonder if he ever gon' stop. And he charge 150 for the verses now. Pay it or he never ever drop. They notice that a nigga need the first time. Wonder if he ever gon' pop.
Go!
I just got the key, they let me in. No ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now.
Blind.
I've been blind for a while
blind.
Now.
Let's go!
I just got the key, they let me in. No ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
Yeah. I've been quarantined, living with my kids, trying to teach me how to cha-cha. Fucked around, let the door open, now they know that they can't stop me. Don't place me in no cop car. Yeah, I'm off probation, so it's gas I blow. I fell love in my bitch, so I don't ask no more. I can really sit back, ain't gotta pass no dough. All of my brothers get looped, I don't got right with pistols. They found them dead, he dissed you. PTDS, don't you tell me you lost me. What? Fuck all the rest, and then them bitches are our nominees. Go to the head whenever dogs with me die. Got me riding till the sun comes, blood on my white one. I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. Yeah, I've been blind for a while now.
Let's go!
I just got the key, they let me in. No ID, doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
Wow.